This is so important for you to hear, that a dysregulated nervous system isn't a spiritual failure. It's often a sign that your body has been in survival, and for healing, it requires both prayer in partnership with your body. Because I'm sure you've prayed, and I'm sure you believed, and I'm sure that you're reading scripture. And the thing I think the church body as a whole that has done a disservice to us is just conversations around our bodies, what our bodies have been through, taking care of our bodies, nurturing our bodies, tending to our bodies. It's almost like this foreign concept, or maybe you have considered that selfish, or it is vain, or has become an idol, all of which we can take it to one end, right? And it become that. But really, it's paying attention to when your body still feels on edge, your thoughts can't slow down. It feels like peace is not there. It's like something you can't catch. If you felt any of that, then this episode is for you, because I understand what it's like when you're praying and you're reading scripture, but your body still feels maybe revved up. And the good news is that we get to walk with God in this, and not just hope for belief, but believe for relief. So I needed to hear this. So maybe you do too. You're not broken because your body feels dysregulated or uncomfortable. And you're not weak because oftentimes the way God designed our bodies, it's just a form of protection. So before we get even further into the episode, I was blown away by just how many people were so excited to get Untangle Your Thoughts. And so you are still able to get Untangle Your Thoughts. Now, the 50% off is no longer valid, but to go back to school, you can still get the program for 30% off. And if you purchase the program this month, the course this month, you will also get free access to my other course, The Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating. So this is really on my heart to make it, one, affordable for you, but two, to make sure that you have the right tools to begin your healing process, especially if maybe you're not ready for one-on-one coaching and doing a consultation with me. But this is a great starting point if you just want to begin your healing journey and untangle your thoughts and learn how to practically live that out. So you can get 30% off. And if you purchase this month, you are also going to get my other course for absolutely free that is titled Biblical Framework to Overcome Emotional Eating. So if you also want to work on the body side of things as far as food, this is the month for you to get that for free and also get 30% off of the course itself. But I'm not all just about information, because I, again, truly believe that you need things in your life to make a difference. So I want to help you learn simple, powerful tools to reframe and renew your thoughts. I want to help you get to the root of your beliefs. And I really don't want this to be another spiritual band-aid, because we need to be honest with ourselves and with God, and that is where we sometimes can get our biggest breakthroughs. So you don't have to keep trying to stay positive, especially if you feel like your mind is spiraling. So head to the show notes, click on the link. It's going to take you right to 30% off, and I will give you access to my other course for absolutely free. So that expires at the end of August. I know a lot of kids are going back to school, so mamas, this can be your time to get some new routine, get some rhythm, and just come back to yourself with the Lord. I don't know about you, but I've definitely had these moments where my thoughts just felt super loud. My body felt maybe revved up, or my chest. I could feel it like in my chest, it felt tight. And sometimes it can come really heavy in the morning. And it's in these times where we're like, something is wrong with me. Like, I'm not doing something right. Maybe I missed something spiritually. And I am just learning more and more about the nervous system, and that it doesn't need to be fixed or condemned or hated or feared. Because I've learned that we can read and we can journal and we can do all the things, but our bodies know. And so our bodies have to catch up to our minds. And this is why I think I'm really passionate about, you know, creating the course that I've created and doing the one-on-one coaching, is because I don't want women to feel like they're crazy when they're going through the healing journey. So much of this doesn't make you unspiritual. It just makes you human, especially if you've gone through so many things and you feel like you've had to just keep going, or you've gone through things, but you just have never understood how to process, or you didn't realize that your body maybe have held on to things, even if your mind maybe has felt like it's moved on, because we live in a go, go, go society. And so our bodies go, go, go. And as we know, that keeps our cortisol up. It keeps our body feeling like it's unsafe. So let's kind of just briefly break down this, what your nervous system does. It has one job, and that's really just to keep you alive. So when you've gone through just chronic stress, people pleasing, maybe ignoring yourself, or just years of overfunctioning, it can start to add up. And that means that your body kind of constantly learns to like be on high alert, even when nothing bad is happening. When we stay stuck, and that's why people say like survival mode, because your nervous system has that job, is to keep you alive. So when we live in survival mode, that means that your body is just always on guard. And when we stay on guard, ready for something bad to happen, our thoughts can race, our digestion changes, we can wake up early, like on edge. We might feel the extra urge to perform, to fix ourselves, to hide. And at the end of all of this, I've learned it's not necessarily a lack of faith, but a lack of integration of faith into our bodies, like inviting God to be with us in our bodies so that this, here's the $100 million, that's not even a real number, but answer is that your body just doesn't feel safe yet. And the enemy would just love for you to believe that this is never going to go away, that your faith is weak. But Psalm 103:14 says, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. So like, God doesn't shame our dysregulation. This is where we really get to meet him in it. And he meets us in it. He created our nervous system. And it's apparent that we're going to experience things. We're going to experience fear. We're going to have anxiousness and anxieties, because scripture says that. And it tells us what to do with that when it comes up. And so this is why sometimes when you're praying your way out of survival mode, it doesn't always feel like it's integrated yet. I use that word a lot. I'll be using it a lot in my course and as I'm updating it, because you get lifetime access to it whenever you sign up. And I use that word a lot in my one-on-one coaching, is integration. We don't talk about integration enough. We talk about reading, and then we talk about, you know, becoming more like Christ, right? Which, me too, I talk about that. But becoming more like Christ means we're integrating. And when we integrate, that means we have to do things we haven't done before. So he invites us into this relationship with him, body, mind, and spirit. So here are just, to me, three things. I'm going to briefly go through that I think have helped me to integrate kind of this body mind together. One, we of course need to tell our body the truth, not just our thoughts. So I really have worked on grounding and being present in my body when I'm speaking thoughts. So hand on, you know, you put your hand on your chest, you breathe in and you say, God, you're with me. So I'm physically putting my hand on my chest. I'm feeling my body and I'm saying, God, you are with me. Maybe I am outside, you know, doing morning sunlight or just evening, going out evening and grounding myself with just my feet in the grass. Maybe I'm present to my feet in the grass and just saying, Lord, you are my peace. Body, you're safe. Maybe it's just breathing while you're sitting at your desk and you inhale safe and you exhale love. So this, I think we've overcomplicated. I'm going to do an episode this month at the end of the month. So stay tuned and make sure you follow the podcast about the stuff that people don't talk about when it comes to healing. because social media makes it really fluffy and it makes it look so fun and look like just do these somatic workouts and you're going to feel so much better and you're going to release all this trauma. It's like, but nobody's talking about what you really go through when you're healing a regulated nervous or dysregulated nervous system. So anyways, I digress. That's coming later. But it's just about being present with the Lord in your body. We need to let our body feel the truth, not just hear it, and we can't keep fixing ourselves all the time. We need to stop putting so much pressure. So number two, stop putting so much pressure to be emotionally strong. You might have been the strong one. You might have been the one that's had to fight through, put the face on, people please. But there's so much release in just being honest. And might I dare say, let go of our pride and our ego of recognizing we don't have to be perfect and we don't have to beat ourselves up because we're in a different healing phase and it might not look like it or it's gone on too long, so to speak. So we need to take off the pressures. So one, we need to tell our body the truth, not just our thoughts. Two, we need to let go of the pressures. But three, we have to learn kind of safety through rhythms and repetition. Again, I think we've made it so complicated by every supplement, everything out there, when really it's just finding a rhythm of maybe morning stillness, barefoot outside, walk, something that just gets your body maybe grounded, moving, present in your body and present with the Lord. And it's that repetition of reminding it's okay to feel and you're safe to feel. So just recapping, a dysregulated nervous system isn't fixed by simply your performance. Like, how quick can I take this thought captive? It's healed by feeling safe. And something that I always talk about with my one-on-one coaching clients, and when I redo the course, I think I might touch on this briefly, but we also have to be eating enough. And that episode is coming this month as well. So many of my women clients, because I only work with women, so all the women I work with are typically under eating. And when we under eat, our body says it's not safe. That's another way. And we don't talk about that often either. We have to remember that prayer is powerful, but so is the presence of God. Healing happens when we stop trying to control the chaos. This one was big for me. We have to start listening to what our body is carrying because I don't think I realized how much I want to control. And that's where sometimes the anxiousness comes in, is you want to control something that you have no control over. This is not God disappointed in you. Okay. We want to just start listening to our bodies when we feel things come up physically, because our bodies need to catch up to our minds. You might have moved on, but your body has not. And that is something important to address, which is why you might not be able to just pray it away, so to speak. We need the presence of the Holy Spirit. We need to be present in our bodies, and we need, to be honest, to slow down enough to pay attention to. So now is the time. Go get the course for 30% off. Get access to my other course for free during this month. And remember, you don't just have to pray away the things. Be present with the Lord in them. You get to heal with God slowly, safely, and without shame. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.